I just heard those views, and I think they are right on the mark. I think he won an outright victory, like 58% of the votes.
So the U.S. comments were made on good evidence?
Yes, very much, because under the new SADC rules, all the voting lists are posted outside the stations. I'm a member of the MDC, and I've been sent lots of information. And the MDC took pictures of these postings. So it was quite clear very early on that the MDC had taken that much support.
How important is it for Washington at this time, when Secretary Fraser is touring in the Southern Africa region, for Washington to express this position?
That is problematic, because in 2002, there is a secret protocol among the SADC countries to the idea that we don't want American interference in Southern African affairs, something like the Monroe Doctrine. At that time, Mr. Mugabe started kicking away the white farmers. So this will further inflame those who think that the opposition movement is being financed by foreign powers.
Do you think that the United States is trying to affect the atmosphere in South Africa at this point?
Definitely, and it is their role to do that, because the SADC countries are not going to solve that problem without external pressures from the United States and from Britain. Even if there was a political solution in Zimbabwe, economic help is very much needed. And only the United States and Great Britain have the capacity to do those things. So I think she's doing the right thing, and we hope she succeeds there. But the Zimbabwe government will use it as further proof that the MDC is supported by foreign agents.
At the same time as the U.S. call, Archbishop Desmond Tutu called for an international arms embargo until Zimbabwe's election crisis is resolved. ANC President Jacob Zuma has called for the election results to be released by the Electoral Commission. Will Washington's comments make a difference?
Not to the government of Zimbabwe, but it may make a difference to the government of South Africa and the SADC countries. If they withdraw their support, this is why the United States must keep on pressuring those countries around.
You spoke of an economic weapon. China has most recently ordered back its shipment of weapons bound for Zimbabwe. Do you think that an arms embargo can be an effective tactic to induce change in Zimbabwe, or is it merely a sanction tactic that won't bring about any strategic changes?
It is a sanction tactic, but the way sanctions work is the cut of 1,000 pieces by blocking this one. Tomorrow they block another one, lay insurance of those ships. Tomorrow they block another shipment. Eventually the Zimbabwe government will come to its knees. At the moment, it is buying all the equipment it needs by using gold and platinum proceeds, buying it for cash, really. So there should come a time very soon when they don't have that cash. So every little bit will help to destroy their morale.
How effective an agent for change do you think Morgan Tsvangirai can be when he's working outside the country, mobilizing international opinion against Zimbabwe?
It is very important, but in the long run, he will have to go home and face the challenge, because he's an elected leader. It's only a temporary measure. If he stays too long, then things will return to status quo in Zimbabwe. And some causes also need a martyr, so that if he goes, he's afraid for his life. But that may be a catalyst, as we have seen in other countries.
Do you think that he will return to Zimbabwe shortly, or do you have any indication of what he might do next?
That one I don't have any indication, but I wish he can return as quickly as possible, because his presence there is a challenge to the Zimbabwe government, and they will be compelled to do unreasonable things, which will further bring international opprobrium on them.
Now, the MDC is charging that Mr. Mugabe's government is holding back the results so that it can alter them and orchestrate a runoff vote. How successful could a recount be conducted by the government, and what effect do you think the results would have if the opposition is deprived of victory?
We know what the election results are already, because of the new SADC protocol, which I referred to before. The results were published to every individual station, so anybody can collect those and publish them. But they are not officially announced by the judge, Chiweshe, who is the chairman of the Electoral Commission. Now, what effect that will have when the government announces that, I cannot say at the moment, but I'm sure they intend to cheat, because it's over 3 weeks now.
An article in Zimbabwe's state-run Herald newspaper this week called for the ZANU-PF party and the MDC to set up a national unity government to organize new elections. Could a Mugabe-led unity government be effective in calming resentments over the short run until new elections could be organized?
No, because he is a problem, and he also has negotiated in bad faith in the past. But one of the conditions should be his removal and retirement. That alone would create a new situation in Zimbabwe.
How willing would he be to negotiate that? It hasn't been clear yet.
He is not willing. Definitely he's not willing to. He has to be removed, I think. That's why I feel that Mr. Tsvangirai should be in Zimbabwe. The Zimbabwe government is not going to give way until there's nothing else that can be done because they are afraid of being brought to trial for the crimes they committed. The military needs to be given some assurances. They are not in danger of being prosecuted. Once the military junta, which is running the state now, is informed of what can happen to them, they will probably settle for a deal with the MDC.